Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I like it when you whisper to me, John, so thank you.
You're quite welcome.
That's a great song. I'm John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, and this is News Radio Pensacola 92.3. Thank you for joining us this morning. We know you have choices, and if you're driving in your car, please be careful. If you're at home, get you a cup of coffee, sit back. We've had a great show so far. We got some great guests coming up, but it is National Tell-A-Joke Day. So if you have a joke, text it, 850-437-1620. And if it's funny and good, we'll use it. If it's dirty and bad, we won't. So that's the rules. But text us your favorite joke, and you can join the conversation with us here at 92.3. National Tell-A-Joke Day. John, I had amnesia once.
You did?
Or twice.
You did?
Or twice.
Or twice.
Or twice. Yeah.
You just can't remember, can
you? Yeah,
that's
the joke. Okay. All right. I hope yours is better. Yeah, ba boom boom.
There
we go. Laugh track. I need that. We are very pleased this morning to have in the studio Casey Gartman. She is the Chief Development Officer with Baptist Healthcare. And it's been right at a year since Baptist Hospital packed up last September. They moved from their East Street campus to their new campus. An incredible feat because they did it in a day.
We did it in one day.
In one day. And if I'm in the hospital and you come in and tell me we're going to move you to a new hospital, but don't worry, we're moving everything the same day, I might want you to put me to sleep when you do that. But not Baptist Hospital. They did it all, and actually less than a day. And so I wanted to have Casey on to talk a little bit about how they're settling in, how are the staff and the patients settling in, and how's the move been?
Well, thanks so much for inviting me on, John. Yes, September 23rd, 2023, we did move an entire hospital in a day. Mm. And to be fair, the majority of the move was solely patient moves. Almost yeah. every bit of equipment in that building is brand new. So on move day, really our number one goal was to move all of the patients safely from our legacy campus to our new campus. And we yeah. did so in partnership with Escambia County, law enforcement, EMS, and then our EMS partners across Northwest Florida came in to support us as well.
That was incredible. I've never seen anything like that before. And the fact that you pulled it off means that you are logistic experts over there, I'm sure. So if I'm a patient now in the new patient rooms, what will I have in my room that I didn't have in the East Street Hospital?
Well, the number one thing that you will notice at the new hospital is every room is exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Whereas at our legacy campus, you know, we started with the frame of the old original hospital that was built in 1951. And as the hospital grew, it just kind of was pieceworked together. So it was this labyrinth of hallways, rooms that were different sizes. In the new hospital, everything was built around the patient experience and safety. So as a patient, the rooms are very spacious, but as a family member, there's a lot of area for you to be in there as well. We want the family to come in and be a part of the care team. So we've got couches, chairs, there's a desk area so that you can work if your loved one is in the hospital, which I know for me, when my dad was in the hospital, I was constantly fighting with him over the food tray so that he wanted to eat, but I needed to use my computer. And so right. now everybody has their own space at the new hospital.
That's awesome. We're going to go to traffic on the fives here real quick, John, and we'll be back with KC.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10 is flowing smoothly unless you're right there at the Highway 29 intersection. It's on I-10 eastbound. It's slowing down due to the construction. Other than that, all things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So if I'm a doctor, how is my job easier, better, and more efficient in the new hospital, KC?
I think with the new technology, like I said, all of the equipment that we brought in was new. Navigating through the hospital is so much easier now. So for our care teams, our physicians, our PAs, our nurses to have the state-of-the-art equipment there and be able to easily navigate, even up on the floors. Everything is located in exactly the same place. So sometimes physicians and nurses will work on different floors depending on the day. It's very nice that no matter what floor you're on, you know exactly and intuitively where all of your supplies that you need to care for your patients are located. And then team member morale is just up because just walking into this facility that was built with so much natural light and a healing environment. And we even put light wells down into spaces where team members work that would normally never see the light of day. We put those features in just for our team members to be able to have that access to natural light.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building. If you haven't been, do you offer tours?
Absolutely, I offer tours. Yeah. I'm more than happy to offer groups around the community. If you have not yet seen the new Baptist Hospital campus, which includes, of course, the 10-story hospital, the 6-story Bayer Family Foundation Health Center, and then we also have our 72-bed inpatient behavioral health unit on that campus as well.
Right. We're going to go to a commercial break. John Pickens.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you. And the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
John Hutchinson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio Pensacola. And we're going to go out to the beach. Alex Johnson, AJ, who's Pensacola Beach Water Safety Deputy Chief for Escambia County. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what flags are we flying today?
Well, it looks like we're going to be flying a yellow flag today, a small yellow. It's we've been lucky to be flat and green flag for the majority of July and August so far, but yeah, picking up a little bit today. So we'll probably be flying yellow today.
And the beach crowds, you know, once school starts, I say that's the best time to go to the beach. Once school starts, we get the beach back to the local people. And
absolutely. Especially September, October, it starts to cool off. It's still beautiful, and you get back to the locals. Yep.
Yep. And so I'm sure you've adjusted the number of lifeguards because of that?
Correct, yeah, especially on weekdays. So on August 11th, the local high schools, Escambia High School, started.
Yep.
And then coming up here next Monday, a lot of the colleges start. So. A lot of lifeguards going back to school, but we still have, lifeguards present every day of the week, especially on Casino Beach, and then we'll have a lot of our staff still works on the weekends, so which we're still busy, of course.
So on Perdido Key, do we still have lifeguards there?
So Perdido Key Beach Access 2, that we ended that. That finished on the 11th since the lifeguards went back to school. But we still have lifeguards on the weekends at Johnson's Beach through Labor Day.
So AJ, was it a good summer? I mean, I don't remember a lot of reports about issues of people struggling or. I think it was a good summer.
It was. It was a good summer. It's busy. I mean, just like every year. So you know, it's been record every sunny weekend is a record breaking number of cars to the toll booth. So lots of people, but it was good. You know, as far as calls and stuff, it was I would say below average, and everything went really well.
Well, you guys do such a great job out there. So I have one question, and I think it's important.
Sure.
Where can I learn CPR? If I wanted to learn CPR so I wouldn't have to look around and holler for a lifeguard, maybe I could start the life-saving process, where can I learn CPR?
That is a fantastic question, great idea. We encourage everyone to learn that life-saving skill. Escambia County Public Safety actually does classes. If you go to their website, myescambia.com, or if you Google it, you can find classes. And then there's also local private companies that are affiliated with either the American Heart Association or the American Red Cross.
Excellent.
And they offer classes. So if you Google Pensacola, CPR certification, you can find a couple companies that do it as well.
Thank you, AJ. And thank you for keeping us safe out at the beach. And we're going to go to Traffic on the Fives now with John.
Thank you.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Also, Highway 90 through Pace is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you, John. Again, John Hutchinson.
Humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do you do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
Good morning. I'm John Hutchinson filling in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio Pensacola. We're glad you've joined us. It's Friday, August 16th, and it is 7:26 a.m. So If you're going to be at work at 8 o'clock, you still got some time, but don't drive too fast. We are very proud this morning to have Casey Gartman. She is the director, chief development officer at Baptist Healthcare. And we're talking about the Baptist Hospital move, the great new campus they've got, the great new facilities they've got. Casey, the Baptist Healthcare presence, I mean, it's so extensive here. You got the Andrews Institute, which is one of, they've done great things for my hands and my arms. You got the Jay Hospital, the Gulf Breeze Hospital, the Airport Medical Center, the 9 Mile Road Medical Center. How many total employees does Baptist have? And maybe if you've got an economic impact number, that might be good for folks to know too.
Nearly 4,500 team members across, as you said, our three hospitals, four medical parks, and the Andrews Institute for Orthopedics. I know that just building the new campus alone, we invested $650 million.
And you raised all that money, didn't you?
I would love to say that I did. And I am very, very thankful and grateful to the members of our community that did donate to our Transforming Baptist for the Future campaign. Our community is so generous, as you know, and in total donated over $16 million to support our efforts.
That's incredible. And you've done an incredible job doing that. And Baptist, of course, is such an important part of our community. So the old campus, the legacy campus, what's going to happen there? You've got some news there, I think.
We do. Yeah, we actually have had a lot of activity around the Legacy Campus. We worked with a company, Paces Soho, and they have contracted to purchase part of the Legacy Campus to build two buildings of affordable living, one that's going to be dedicated for seniors, which unfortunately dedicated for all of us is 50 and above, and then attainable housing, all in total 206 units. But the Florida Housing Finance Coalition has approved that deal. It's expected to close in December, and you're going to start seeing some activity on that site in April, May.
Wow, that is excellent. That's exciting,
yes,
too.
Yes, very exciting. And we are also so grateful for our partners at the City of Pensacola and also our legislative delegation, Senator Broxson, Representative Salzman, Andrade, and Redmond, for working together to help us for the city secure $7 million in this last session to go towards the demolition. We've been working diligently to help identify that funding stack to take the buildings down on the campus, and we're really looking forward to donating that property to the City of Pensacola in total about 51 acres.
That is so generous on Baptist Healthcare's part to donate that. And I'm so glad that we've got things going on at the old campus. I think that's going to help answer a lot of questions for that community. Casey, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for everything Baptist Healthcare does in the community. And we're going to go to David Wayne in the news now.
And good morning. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to unveil an economic policy that will involve $25,000 in down payment support for first-time homebuyers. Harris speaking today in North Carolina. Her campaign has not released any details on where that speech will happen today. New Zealand extraditing internet mogul Kim.com to the U.S. He'll face copyright infringement charges. Dotcom and three co-defendants have been indicted by a U.S. grand jury on multiple charges, including wire fraud and money laundering. Those charges all related to the file sharing website Mega Upload.
You're listening to Pensacola Morning News. We'll be right back after Fox News and David Wayne with more stories.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Vice President Harris delivers her first major economic policy speech today in North Carolina with, will it include price controls, but it's already receiving pushback.
Even meat producers who are expected to be called out today during the Harris speech are pushing back a little bit. They say their costs have gone up on everything from transportation to labor, that's why they've also had to raise prices as well.
Fox's Mark Meredith of the White House. Negotiators trying to piece together a plan that Israel and Hamas can digest and bring hostages home.
Last night here in Israel, demonstrators took to the streets. These are the families of the hostages who marched demanding that at least the Israeli government agree to this deal on the table, especially given the current political climate with Iran and Lebanon on top of the war in Gaza.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting from Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. We've got mostly clear skies. It's 82 degrees in Pensacola. Pensacola High School Assistant Principal Sean Roby has been suspended from his job pending an investigation into his arrest this week on a video voyeurism charge. The 55-year-old is charged with video voyeurism by a person 19 or older. The alleged victim says she was 17 when it all happened.
Your Honor, I'd just like you to know that this has greatly impacted my physical and mental health. I don't feel safe around him.
And that from a court appearance yesterday. Roby was arrested on Wednesday. He's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Video voyeurism is the act of secretly recording someone in a state of being undressed, usually for sexual gratification. If convicted, Roby could face up to 5 years in prison. Well, there's new police chief in Niceville. The city named Mark Hazy as their new chief of police. Niceville releasing a statement yesterday saying Hazy is coming to the department from Fort Walton Beach. He has 30 years in law enforcement experience. A Gulf Breeze man that killed his mother on Christmas Eve of 2013 will be transferred from the Florida State Hospital to a step-down facility. Brandon Adelot was in court yesterday. A judge approved that move. Mental health experts say Adelot no longer meets the criteria to be in the Florida State Hospital. Adelot was found incompetent to stand trial and was committed in 2019. He's recently asked to be moved to a less restrictive environment. The judge did modify that order, saying that it needs to be a locked step-down facility. Adelot will be back in court for another review next February. Motorcyclist critically injured in a crash near the Cantonment Post Office yesterday. FHP said a 41-year-old Cantonment man was headed northbound on Highway 29 approaching the post office when a sedan driven by a 77-year-old Pensacola woman was exiting the post office to turn south on 29. The motorcycle and the car crashed. The motorcyclist was airlifted to Sacred Heart with critical injuries. 7:34 right now, News Radio. A now 17-year-old that pleaded no contest to five criminal charges after raping a woman and live-streaming it in front of the police department in Hollywood, Florida, will learn his fate today. Defense attorney James Lewis says Terry Berger Smith was only 14 when that crime was committed in June of 2022.
The court's going to take into consideration his age, maybe even consider juvenile sanctions, and then as a last resort, if he would violate some kind of probation, end up in an adult prison.
The plea comes with no promise of leniency. He could face anywhere from parole to life in prison. And the former University of Florida president now facing questions about his spending. A spokesman for Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that the governor's asked the state university system's board of governors to review millions of dollars spent by Ben Sasse while running the University of Florida. Alligator.org reported this week that Sasse spent three times as much as his predecessor in the first year that he served as president. A student newspaper says Sasse directed millions into secretive consulting contracts and high-paying positions. It is 7:35 now. News Radio 92.3. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident to let you know about that just happened at Lillian and Fairfield. Listener texted in, said cars are blocking northbound lanes and a west turn lane. So be prepared for that. That's going to be about a 20-minute delay there. Other than that, I-10, I-1's in flowing smoothly, and even Highway 90 through that construction zone looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be a small chance of an afternoon shower today, 30% chance overall, high near 92 degrees, low overnight near 77. As you go to Saturday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping that 30% chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. Looks like partly cloudy skies this morning. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A bipartisan group of federal lawmakers sent Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg a letter expressing concern that the company is failing to prevent illicit drug advertisements from running on its platform. The ads in question on Facebook and Instagram have reportedly pointed users to third-party services where they could purchase prescription pills, cocaine, and other recreational drugs. Meta acknowledged the receipt of the letter and said it plans to respond. Goldman Sachs made its debut in the spot Bitcoin ETF market in the second quarter, purchasing $418 million worth of Bitcoin funds. The quarterly filing offers the latest read on equity positions taken by large investors. Ether ETFs just hit the market last month, so those inflows won't show up until filings hit for the third quarter. Futures are slightly lower as the indexes head for a winning week. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 554. That's Your Money Now.
7:37, our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Just in time for the summer season. Feed more imports as new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family size 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR are $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Why service your firearms? Well, here's why. Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today. Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
I'm Pam Childers, your Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller. I'm urging all voters in District 1 to vote on August 20th for Steve Stroberger for your next county commissioner. As your clerk of court, I have seen the greed, the entitlement, and the weaponizing of this current county commission. We can no longer afford the divisiveness, the millions of dollars paid in lawsuits, and the lack of transparency. Steve Stroberger is a man we can trust. I'm Pam Childers, and I trust Steve Stroberger, and you should too.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
If you have any kind of a plumbing need, a drip, a leak, a weird sound in the wall, you want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the toilet or the sink, right? You're better than that, by the way. Call Barbary Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, so you know in advance what it's going to cost. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your boat.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash four!
You been!
It's now time for your Meet Your Tenant Commander, brought to you by Warrior Beer Company. Sorrento Road, we've got your six.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your boat.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash four!
That's right. It is time for our Meet Your Tenant Commands weekly interview brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. I will tell you, I went there the other day. If you like really good beers, the triple is amazing. Really, really, really good. Joining us now by phone, we have Captain Ronnie Harper. He is the commanding officer of the Naval Air Technical Training Center, variously referred to as the NAT Center or as NATC, depending on who you're hanging around. Captain Harper, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm so excited to share your mission and what you do with the people, because this is, honest to God, one of the biggest, it really is the biggest operation on NAS Pensacola, and so many people probably don't even know that you exist. So let's just start with this. What is NATC? What does the NAT Center do? What do you accomplish?
Sure. So good morning, everyone. First, let me say thanks for the opportunity to talk to your audience about the great work that goes on here at NAT Center. So really quick rundown, just some talking points of the scope of this operation. NAT Center it's comprised of 17 buildings with 265 total acres. the mega building or building 3460 that I'm sitting in right now that you're all probably familiar with. 17 acres, just under 780,000 square feet. Depending on who you talk to, it's either the second or the third largest building per square feet in the state of Florida. There are 965 rooms in the barracks, take about 3,000 racks. Our total Navy staff, officers, enlisted, and civilians is 557. Total Marine staff is just under 200. So that's about 755 or so total staff here. And our annual throughput is somewhere between 15,000 and 17,000 students per year. And today, currently, we have 1,505 Navy students on board and 500 Marine Corps students on board. So that's a pretty large, it's basically a carrier that doesn't get underway here. The facility itself is a state-of-the-art building that was constructed between the years of 1993 and 1996 or so. I believe they turned the lights on end of 95, give or take. And what we do here is when a sailor graduates boot camp, that's just Navy in-doc, basically 8 weeks of Navy in-doc, how to be a sailor. If you're going to a aircraft squadron, a fleet readiness center, which is basically the old AIMD ashore or an AIMD afloat, you're going to come through this building and learn the basics of your prospective rate, whether you're an airframer, an AT, an AE, an air traffic controller. And then once you complete the school here, then before you get to your ultimate duty station, whether it's a strike fighter squadron in Oceania or a helicopter squadron in North Island, you're going to go get some specific training for your airplane you're going to work on. But we teach sailors and Marines the basic fundamentals of aviation maintenance here. And every person who turns a wrench on a Navy or Marine Corps airplane starts their career in this building.
That is a fantastic summary. I mean, and I just want to highlight one thing that you said, because I want to make sure people caught the scope of your operation. 256 total acres, or sorry, 265 total acres across dozens of buildings, putting through 15,000 to 17,000 students a year. The University of West Florida is about 14,000 students. That means that the NAT Center, NATC, or Naval Air Technical Training Center, educates and trains the same number of students year after year after year, total matriculation, that is the entire population of UWF. And it's, as you said, in this giant building, largely onboard NAS Pensacola, and so many people don't even really know that you're there. That's why I wanted to do this series. I'm glad that we could finally get to you guys, because it is such an enormous training command. We're talking to Captain Ronnie Harper, the CEO of NATC. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, but everybody who turns a wrench. So if you need to learn, for example, airframe, you need to, you know, bend metal and fix metal on a helicopter or an Osprey or an F-18 in the Navy or the Marine Corps, they learn that from you, right?
That's correct. And even I should expand on it, not just wrench turners. As I was telling you earlier this week, Andrew, we own the AZA school, which is Aviation Administration School, which is in Meridian, Mississippi. That's all the administrative side of naval aviation. But yes, every type model series or every platform of airplane, to include F-35, those students come through here initially before going to Eglin or Lemoore or wherever to learn their airplane. That's correct.
So just like with pilots who come through their initial phases of training either at, well, all at NAS Pensacola and then some at Whiting and then more some at NAS Pensacola and some elsewhere, and then eventually their final step before the fleet is they go to a replacement squadron where they learn how to fly their particular plane or helicopter. Same thing for your guys, right? They learn basic skills here in their A schools, and then eventually, at some point when they've got that, they move on to an advanced training center somewhere, which becomes eventually they can go to the ship. Is that basically right?
That's right. So CNETUs, which are DETS of Center for Naval Aviation Technical Training, which is my boss, those C schools are basically the enlisted wrench turners FRS. They go there to learn F-18 specifics from F-18 subject matter experts or V-22 or whatever the airplane is. And then once they complete that training on those specific airplane tasks, then they will go to their ultimate duty station, whether it be a squadron deployed on a boat, an FRC, a fleet replacement center, or an AIMD or wherever the Navy, hundreds of places the Navy can put them.
And so electricians, you train those, right?
We do. We do.
Air framers, you train those, right?
We train. So we have all yeah, we do. So let me make AT, both O and I, organizational and I level. AEs, they're not broken down specifically. Air framers, AMs, MECs, ADs, air crew. They complete air crew school over at NASC, and then they come here. They do it a little bit backwards. Air crew, they get their air crew qual first, and then they come here, and we teach them specifics on, depending on what platform they're going to, we teach them that. Air traffic controllers all come through here for A-School to learn the basics for air traffic control. And then our aviation bosun mates, our air department, ABEs, Fs, and Hs all come through here for their A-Schools as well.
And munitions too, right? Not only do you learn how to operate the missiles and load the guns, but you also learn how to even build the bombs, let alone just load them on the plane, right?
Well, that's correct. We do train AOs, and some of their C schools are in this building as well.
Aviation ordnanceman, so right, AO?
That's right, aviation ordnanceman. I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's understandable.
They'd get mad at me if I left. They would get mad at me if I leave them out of the conversation.
I know. So they train there. You teach them how to build bombs. You guys will actually build their own bombs. Missiles are not built by your students, but they're put on the plane by your students and made ready to be able to be fired in combat if it's ever needed, right?
That's right. And they teach them, if they're going to a ship, they will teach them how to store weapons in a magazine, because there's a specific art to that as well. So once again, this facility is not, our mission is not to make them fully trained professionals. It's basically the fundamentals. It's just like a kid going through school. Mm-hmm. When you learn first through fourth grade, you learn how to read, write, do arithmetic before you get into the advanced stuff. It's the exact same premise here with how the Navy trains their sailors. And some of these kids, if not most, have never touched an airplane, much less worked on one. So it's important that we familiarize them with their areas of expertise that they're going to get into before we turn them loose with a tool pouch and put them to work.
And you're putting them out anywhere from, I think, your aviation machinist made A school is like 18 days to like 110 days for some of the inspection base. I mean, like, there's a whole range of educational things here. Before we run out of time, I do want to make sure that we mention a couple of things or ask a couple of things. The first one is, at this point, your folks don't do drones and aerial vehicle program, AVPs. That doesn't work through you, at least not yet. Is that right?
That's correct. That's a future capability that I'm sure, you know, someone big Navy a lot smarter than me is working on, but we will eventually get that piece as well.
Okay. And then if people are just out in town, you know, and they're trying to figure out, who am I seeing? If they're seeing somebody with blank characteristics, they're likely to be seeing your CNAT guys.
Well, the average age of our student here is 20 years old. So I would say 18 to 22 or 23, obviously with a military haircut, Pensacola, mm-hmm. you know, has been supporting the Navy for a very, very long time. I was a second class back here a long time ago. So military people tend to stick out a little bit. But young 18 to 22-year-olds with a military haircut and hopefully conducting themselves properly in town and being good ambassadors of the Navy, there's a pretty good bet that they're in our schoolhouse right here on board NAS Pensacola.
And to put the significance of the mission in perspective, if you think of the Blue Angels, the guys in the bright blue flight suits, okay, those are the ones who started the school's command and went through training wing, five, I guess, and then, you know, they developed into pilots. But there are far more Blue Angels that wear the dark blue uniforms, and you did at one time as well. You were with the Blue Angels in the mid-90s, and so in perspective in the fleet, there's a handful of pilots, and then there's many, 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 many of the folks who you train to be the support to take care of the aircraft that they fly, right?
Many, many more. So I'm going to be a little biased here, but none of that Blue Angel demo happens without the hard work of the maintenance team. And sometimes, most of the time they're the unsung heroes, but none of that happens without the maintenance team.
And so if your mission doesn't work, if you don't accomplish your mission, what happens to the Navy?
Well, I mean, just look at the world. Watch the news tonight and see how much stuff is going on our planet, and that's never going to change. And as long as there are things that we get, the Navy gets tasked with from the President of the United States and his staff, his or her staff. We have to have people that can support the fighter, because all of that clear footage and everything that you see on those, you know, back in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, none of that happens without the E-1s through 6s working their tails off on boats, loading bombs, working on radars, doing all the things that are required for all of that end result to happen. So it really is a true team effort. Nobody's more important than the other person, and everybody owns a piece of the mission. And just look at the news tonight, like I said, and you'll get a grasp of how important what we do is.
And we've only got a couple seconds left, but Captain Harper, I did want to make sure to include this. One of the great advantages of being located in Pensacola is that your young sailors get a chance to enjoy the beach and the town, and that is a pretty nice benefit for their first job, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pensacola is a fantastic area for a sailor to get their first taste of the Navy, not including boot camp. But as I told you a couple of days ago, I went through Millington, Tennessee. When I came through Nat Center, a significantly different experience than Pensacola. So it's always good to get a good taste in your mouth right out of the gate, because that hopefully motivates you to do all you can to be successful.
Captain Ronnie Harper is the commanding officer of the Naval Air Technical Training Center, NATSE, or NAT Center. All of the enlisted side of the aviation pipeline that produces all of them, the wrench turners and just all the stuff we've been talking about for so long here. And again, to remind you, 15, 17,000 students a year come through that program on board NAS Pensacola. Captain Harper, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for sharing some of your mission with our listeners. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. We have Julio Diaz coming up in a few minutes to talk about what's up in the movies, and then we're going to have the wrap. We've got two former Pensacola mayors coming in, and they'll start about 8:30-ish, and they'll take us to the top of the hour, and looking forward to that, and want you to stay with us this morning. We're excited you're here.